Yeah, sometimes things happen up at the repeater shack. I've gone to key up this repeater, the Fenton repeater, before, and nothing. Ted, check with Fred. He can remote into the cabinet and check the power at the power strip. Check if the internet's up or not. And there was a storm that came through over the summer. And the power went out all the way up the road to the repeater site and down into the city of Fenton. Consumers was up there restringing wires and fixing poles. And I don't know, the power was out for quite a while. I can't remember if it was a day, 24 hours or whatever, but he called me and said, they're all done up there. The power should be back on, but it's not coming back on. And I went up there and the breaker was tripped. So in the repeater cabinet, there's a grounding plate screwed right into the side of the cabinet. And then there's a big ground wire that comes off the bottom and goes to the cabinet ground. And the breaker itself has a ground. It's a GFI breaker. And if the conditions are just right, like the power flicks off and on, or lightning strikes real close, sometimes it'll trip that breaker. But it got tripped during the power outage. You know, it could have been just when they were reconnecting it. Went off and on a couple times or something and tripped that breaker. I just flipped the breaker back on and everything was good to go. But sometimes things happen at the repeater sites. So how you feeling? Getting all back to normal? That bronchitis is nothing to mess with. Usually the way that I knew that I had it is I'd be out shoveling snow or something, and I'd come in and collapse on the floor. Literally laid out on the living room floor getting my clothes off. And I was so exhausted, I'm like, uh-oh. I'd have a little bit of wheezing, and I had no energy, like just drained if I did anything. So I knew it was bronchitis. It was time to call the doctor.
Yeah, that's KD8RZP in Sutton. This is KD8 all the up. From the outskirts of Bay City heading into Auburn. Not to be confused with Auburn Hills, Bay County, Auburn. Yeah, no, I had no clue what bronchitis was. I've never had bronchitis in my entire existing life, let alone pneumonia. Took the last of my amoxicillin yesterday, the last pill. That was 825 milligrams. Last night I get out of the shower, I'm like looking at myself thinking, what's all those red blotches all over my body, all over my skin? Christ, I'm allergic to amoxicillin. I've got red blotches like, almost looks like chicken pox, but I know it's not. I'm not itching, don't have a fever, don't have all that garbage, but I'm allergic to amoxicillin. I sent the picture over to my daughter, who's an RN, and she goes, Dad, you're allergic to amoxicillin. And at this point, there's nothing you can really do since you took the whole bottle. And she says, you're just going to have to wait and ride out its course. If you start itching, you might want to take some Benadryl. She says they make anti-itch cream stuff you can buy. So anyways, yeah, I'm loaded with all kinds of, this has just been nothing but one disaster after another. I feel fine. I feel good. My eyes, the whites of my eyes were all bloody. And that's the other thing, too, being allergic to amoxicillin. I'm like looking at myself in the mirror going, oh, my God, my eyes. All you can see is the blue and the black in my eyes, and the white is all red. So, anyway, she says, with that much amoxicillin that's in my body, she says it'll probably take another week to 2 weeks for it to be totally clear of my body. She says, right now there's nothing you can do. She says, if you start feeling itchy, take Benadryl. And I don't feel itchy. I feel fine. So. Yeah, pretty crazy. End up with that. I don't go anywhere, so I didn't pick it up from anywhere. My wife, for the public schools in the in the kitchen, and they all wear gloves and they all mask up there. And my other daughter, she works for a dentist. They wear rubber gloves or whatever, and they're always wearing masks. So the only place I got it was from that dingbat that hovers in my office, and he's got a space too. So, anyways. GFI, why in the world is there a GFI in there? Get rid of it.